this is Conversations, and I have an exciting thing for you today. I think you're going to be inspired. If you need a little boost in your spirit, this is a time for you. It's a book I'm talking about to someone amazing. I know his talent. I know his strengths. I know his outreach. The book is called It Gets Better After This. Aha, listen to that. Mr. Cedric Williams, he's an author and a speaker, and he's greatly talented. He's been a part of Voices of Unity here. And Cedric, I'm so glad to have a few minutes with you. First, give me an update. How are you and your family doing?
We are doing well. Thank you so much for having me this afternoon.
Absolutely. You have a book. Now, why It Gets Better After This? We all need to hear this. Tell me where that came from.
Well, it came from a lot of life struggles, you know, and also a lot of tests and trials. And then, you know, during the pandemic, I was affected with my small business, and I had to find a way to pivot. Mm. And so I began to journal for therapy.
Okay.
And then God started downloading things in me that he said that still had remnants of unforgiveness.
Wow.
And so a part of that came with my childhood of being bullied, molested, and lots of low self-esteem issues. And so from there, I began to think about the stories that happened to me. And then God started giving me strategy and wisdom to help someone that has dealt with trauma and bullying and low self-esteem. And so from there, I didn't realize I had a book until a best friend of mine said, "Hey, man, I want to be able to tell you, man, that your content, let me hear a little bit of it. It sounds like a book." And so from there, I started to, you know, create the content of it and create a manuscript to Now It Gets Better After This. I've learned that, you know, all that I have been through, this situation, that situation, has made me better to help someone else.
Amen. What do you say to that person right now? I know we don't have a lot of time, but someone that's listening right now that feels broken, that feels like their past is eating them up, give them a word to get past it.
Well, you are enough.
Yes.
You, just because you're tuned into this moment, a radio station of ministry, is that you are enough.
Mm.
You have to understand that there is a God of El Shaddai that is more than enough to be able to take on all of your pain, all of your misery, and he'll send people your way to help minister to you.
Yes.
So don't take your life.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you're done because you have more inside of you that you have yet to discover. So we're on a scavenger hunt for your life. That's why we're here. God said we have this great treasure in earthen vessels.
Yes.
So
that's good word. Good word, brother. Cedric Williams' book, It Gets Better After This. And we have to bring this up. I hear you're going to be in town on Saturday, August 27th with your book and meeting people. Where's that going to be?
It's going to be downtown at the Allen County Public Library in the Globe Room.
Okay.
From 1 to 3 p.m. And I can't wait, man. I'm so excited to be in my hometown and, you know, being in the volunteer state. I'm a Hoosier first.
Yes.
So I'm glad to be back in my home state and hometown, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Well, we are looking forward to that. And if you feel like you need to hear from him, his message, It Gets Better After This, in his book, he will be at the Allen County Public Library, like you said, August 27th, 1 to 3 p.m. He'll share with you, talk with you. And I know, Cedric, you're so great with people. And we look forward to what God is doing in your life. So I'm going to say this also. If you're like, hey, I want to know more about his book, know about what his ministry is and his message, we're going to put that right now on my Conversations link. So, Cedric, I'll have it there. Bless you, brother. Come see us again, would you?
Absolutely.
Find out more. It Gets Better After This on Conversations at star883.com.